Exodus chapter 1. These are the names of the sons of Israel who came to Egypt. Each man and his household came with Jacob: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah; Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin; Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The total number of the descendants of Jacob was 70, but Joseph was in Egypt already. Now Joseph, all his brothers, and all that generation died. But the children of Israel were fruitful, increased abundantly, and multiplied, and became exceedingly strong. So the land was filled with them. Now there arose a king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. "Look, the Israelites are more numerous and stronger than we are. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, or they will multiply, and if war breaks out, they may join our enemies and fight against us and escape from our land." So they put over them taskmasters to oppress them with hard labor. They built store cities for Pharaoh, Python, and Ramses. But the more they oppressed them, the more they multiplied and spread out. So they dreaded the children of Israel. The Egyptians made the Israelites serve with rigor. They made their lives bitter by hard labor in mortar and brick, and with all kinds of field work. In all their work they ruthlessly made them labor. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was named Shiphrah, and the other Puah: "When you help the Hebrew women in childbirth and see them on the birth stool, if it is a son, kill him, but if it is a daughter, let her live." But the midwives feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had commanded them. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you done this, letting the boys live?" The midwives replied to Pharaoh, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife can get to them." So God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very strong. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made households for them. Then Pharaoh ordered all his people, saying, "Every son that is born you must throw into the river, but every daughter you may let live."